and blast energy out of the palm of my hand like a wizard, actually molding the energy.
That's a very good picture. We like those words very much.
Yeah, I can't.
It's a feeling of creative power, a feeling of I say, and what I say counts. That's
exactly.
Very good.
And that's,
yes,
that's what I do. And being called on is a reminder to me that I am the creator of my reality.
We agree.
So I just totally enjoy that. Everything is really good. I've been on kind of a creative streak.
Now we have to say to you, while part of what you're saying to us is, I really don't have anything I want to talk about, I just wanted to see if I could get called on, we have to
right.
say to you, if that were true, we would not have called on you. So spill it.
Okay. No, everything is, I've got projects coming out of my ears right now. We're building a sculpture park, and we just met with a producer to produce our first television commercial. We have another business going, and we're talking about producing products in China, and I've got ideas for two books and a screenplay.
Well, we can hear all of this. We can feel that you are asking with great power and clarity. Our question to you is, how are you feeling? In other words, if someone were to say to you, in a nutshell, sum up how you feel, what would be the first word that would come forth?
Oh, God, you're pinning me.
Well, Esther would say,
I don't want to say anxiety, but I suppose there's a certain amount of that. You know, I'm feeling pretty good.
You are feeling good, and you're doing very well, and everything is unfolding for you very well. But the reason that we wanted to have this little chat with you is because we want you to help us explain to everyone how you're always reaching for this balance. In other words, you are the summoner of the energy, and you are the allower of the energy. And when you feel anxiety or when you feel overwhelmed, and Esther feels this frequently, what that is the product of is having your desire energy running faster than your allowing energy. In other words, when your desire energy gets out of sync with your allowing energy, then you get that kind of feeling going on. And all that's required in order to bring yourself back into balance is to count your blessings a little more and do a little more basking. In other words, be a more deliberate basker. A more deliberate, more frequent basker, because you're very oriented toward making things happen. You're very oriented to keeping things stirred up, and that does make things happen. In other words, that serves you extremely well, but you are getting a little out of balance where your desire is getting just a little ahead, and there's no point in being out of balance. In other words, we're not saying slow your desire down. We're saying ramp your well-being up.
Just pet the cat a little more. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time in the hot tub and playing computer games and petting the cat.
But when you're in the hot tub, are you basking upon the deliciousness of the hot tub, or are you talking about some project?
No, I'm often talking about some project.
In other words, what we're saying, when you're petting the cat, are you really enjoying the interaction, or is it just a sort of obligatory pat on the head sort of thing? In other words,
I would hope not. I always enjoy petting the cat. I love it.
Well, well, we've been talking to your cat. All is very well, but we think that's what we wanted to say to you.
All right,
yes.
Great. Well, it's always nice to see you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Hi. Well, you know, when you were talking about the desire and the balance, I feel that's where I am, that I feel like I'm like exploding, waking up. And at the same time, physically, I don't even know how to eat or pick out supplements to find out, you know, what's good for me. I feel so
most everything is good.